This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A massive turnout in Hong Kong to vote Sunday in district elections, seen as a barometer of public support for pro-democracy protest. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Vote counting was overseen by officials. The normally low-key race for what's basically community representatives took on new importance amid the protests that have rocked the semi-autonomous Chinese territory for more than 5 months. Election Commission Chairman Barnabas Funk says 71% of the city's 4.1 million registered voters cast ballots, well exceeding the 47% turnout in the same election 4 years ago. Returns show pro-democracy candidates taking a significant number of seats. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has asked Navy Secretary Richard Spencer to resign, citing his handling of the case of a Navy SEAL accused of war crimes in Iraq. Esper asked for the resignation Sunday, and Spencer submitted it. The request involved the case of a Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher, a Navy SEAL who was accused of war crimes committed during his deployment to Iraq. He was acquitted of more serious charges of murder, but found guilty of posing with the body of a teenaged Islamic State militant. U.S. President Trump intervened in the case and pardoned him and restored his rank and pay. When Mr. Trump learned last week that the Navy planned to bring Gallagher before a review board to determine if he could continue to wear the Trident pin, which signifies membership in the elite commando unit, Mr. Trump intervened again with a tweet. More than three dozen people are reported dead in a series of security-related incidents in Afghanistan, including a fatal attack on a UN vehicle in the capital, Kabul. Several of the dead were civilians. Doctors and residents in Western Farah province said an Afghan government airstrike has killed at least nine civilians and injured several others. And senior provincial authorities claim the ensuing firefight earlier killed at least 20 assailants. This is VOA News. We move on to another week of impeachment inquiries into U.S. President Trump, and with that, news that he will have another Democratic challenger. We get more from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
President Trump dismissed the merits of the investigation.
I think we had a tremendous week with the hoax, you know, the great hoax. They call it the impeachment hoax, and that's really worked out incredibly well, and we have tremendous support.
Sunday, Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar said the evidence mandates a trial in the Senate.
This is the global version of Watergate, where a president is trying to get dirt on a political opponent from a world leader. That is basically what happened here. And so that's the case that we'll be making.
Also Sunday, former New York City mayor and billionaire Michael Bloomberg announced his candidacy for president of the United States. Bloomberg is one of more than a dozen candidates running for the Democratic nomination. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Emergency officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 26 people died when an airplane crashed shortly after takeoff Sunday. The 19-seat Dornier 228 aircraft operated by a local company, Busy Bee, crashed into a residential area near Goma Airport. Several of the victims were on the ground when the plane came down. Authorities said all 17 passengers and two crew members on board the flight died, as did seven people on the ground. Security forces used live ammunition and tear gas to disperse protesters in southern Iraq Sunday, killing at least 13 people, wounding dozens more. Anti-government protests have been erupting all across the oil-rich south since October, as demonstrators continue to demand an end to corruption and improved services. In Basra, Sunday, seven people were killed in what one security official called one of the worst days of the protest movement. Four others were killed in one province, another person killed in two other provinces each. Iraq's state news agency said that. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been released from a hospital. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Supreme Court says the 86-year-old justice is doing well and has returned to her Washington, D.C. home. Ginsburg spent two nights at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, where she was taken Friday after experiencing chills and fever. The court says she received intravenous antibiotics and fluids and that her symptoms abated. Ginsburg has had four occurrences of cancer, including two in the past year. Still, her absences from the court's public sessions have been rare. She did miss one earlier this month with what the court said was a stomach bug. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.